At some point in our lives, we're all going to struggle with painful penetration. For me, it was after the birth of my son. I didn't have a vaginal birth. I had a C-section, and I think that kind of trauma, I had never had a surgery, that my pelvic floor muscle just tensed up and wouldn't let go. And I remember trying to penetrate with my favorite dildo, and I'm sitting there. And it was such a good experience because now I understand. I took my dildo and I went to go in, and it was like hitting a wall. And it was painful. I mean, it hurt. And it was me trying to get my vagina back, my body back. I can't imagine doing this with a partner. I really believe it's something you have to do solo because it's that feedback loop that we get from our own bodies. And pain means that we should stop. We never just push through. We don't suffer like that. That's not healthy to push a muscle and it really hurts and you think, oh, I'll get on the other side and then it will be fine. No. When it feels that kind of level of pain, if you keep up with that, it will tense and it will never release. It's about trust. Your body trusting you, you trusting your body. So when we feel pain, we stop, which is what I did. I went in, it hurt. I went, what? All right, this is going to take some time, but you know what? I'm worth it. So I got lots of oil, lubed everything up, and I started with my vibrator, arousal. See, we get it backwards. We always do penetration first, and I think it's because as little girls, we don't penetrate our vaginas for the first time. We have the myth of the hymen and the slut stigma and all of these things, and whenever we touch our sex organ, we're told to move our hand. So the first time we're penetrated, someone else is in control. That is huge. Someone is entering your body and you're not in control. And I think once we have that first negative experience, ooh, everything clamps down. Most of us have never had pleasurable penetration. And Betty and I compared our backgrounds, and something we shared in common is we both penetrated our vaginas for the first time as girls. There was this natural curiosity. Betty used a jump rope handle and I used the leg of my Barbie doll. And I think if you leave kids alone, that's what happens. They touch their clits, they touch their labia, and then they find the vagina, which is a healthy sexual rite of passage. I touch my body, I penetrate my body first. I think that's really important spiritually and philosophically. So I never had an issue with penetration. I didn't really understand. And then I hit the wall of pain. It became a workout, something that I did every day, just a little bit. And it's hard at first. There's definitely this kind of uphill mental thing you have to do. But it was more of like, fuck this, I'm getting my body back. I want to enjoy myself. I know how much pleasure I can have. So what's key? Arousal. Taking my vibrator, warming up the entire area, starting on my clit, but going all up and down. There's some beautiful nerve endings right at the vaginal opening. Getting those all warmed up, and it would be 5, 10, sometimes 15 minutes. I would get lost in the sensation. And then I would take my barbell and I would rub it up the length of my vulva. And I would pay attention to the parts that felt best. And it's interesting that cool metal, or if you're using glass or even silicone, there's something about something that's hard, softly being run up the length. And the labia and the opening and the perineum and the clitoris, and even higher on the clitoral shaft, there's so many beautiful parts that can feel nice. And what it is, it's really waiting until you want it. We never penetrate unless we want it. And if you take enough time, there'll be a point where you're like, oh, just slide it, please. But we always go slow. What does that mean? we take the ball of the barbell or the end of your dildo and you circle the opening. And then you might press in a little just to see how it feels. And stop. There's no rush. And then what you do is little by little, when it feels right, you just go half inch by half inch. And you hold and you wait and you keep your hand or your vibrator on your clit. That is key, because that's going to keep everything feeling good. And it's going to stimulate the body to lubricate. Plus we have our oil, but also that everything to kind of get juicy, all of that erectile tissue to get filled with blood. And that's when you're going to want it. And you wait. And then when the vagina is ready, it's going to open. It's made for this. This is what the whole point is. And when it opens, we slide it in and then we start our rock and roll. And I'm going to guide you through the rock and roll. This is the painful penetration rock and roll. But I wanted to share some insights that I've had working with clients, and I've worked with extreme physical limitations and extreme emotional limitations. Every client got to the point where they enjoyed penetration. It takes practice and it takes time and commitment. And that, I think, is the feminist part of this, why it can be transformative. You have to love yourself to take the time to do the work, to take the time to experience your own pleasure. And yes, I hear it all the time. Oh, it's kind of boring. I like the energy of someone else, but someone else is distracting. And when we're dealing with a limitation, we have to go within. It's only about you. You're the most interesting person in the room. That's the point. I'm worth this. So you're going to try, and you're not going to succeed all the time, but you're going to try. And what I learned is you have to go from pain to discomfort, to numbness, to pleasure. It doesn't go from pain to pleasure. So we have to keep going. We can't lose faith. Believe in your body. The female body continues to amaze me. The depths of pleasure, stamina, strength. Whatever's thrown at us physically, we stand up and we keep on going. And I remember the day that penetration finally felt good. I was working on it and working and working on it, and it was getting easier and easier. And we were doing a workshop, and we were doing erotic recess, and it was kind of hard because I was the stunt cunt, so I would demonstrate the rock and roll, and it was rough with penetration. And I think it was good to show women that, right? That you're not the expert and everyone has a setback. And I was laying next to Christy, and she too had the same experience after the birth of her child. And we were like, okay, we're going to do slow pen together. And we did the whole slow penetration with the arousal and the hands and the vibrator. And all of a sudden, I felt like the same moment. It opened and we were like, oh! It went in and it feels good. And we shared orgasms and we giggled and then we ate strawberries. And I'll never forget that moment. And I would like to be that voice for you to kind of guide you through this and give you that little boost of energy and support. So we're going to start the rock and roll. You're going to have your oil, the barbell, and the vibrator. You're lying on your back. Your legs are bent, feet on the ground, so we have movement. We're going to take some deep breaths in through the nose, fill the lungs, and out through the mouth. Let's do one more. Good. Whenever we feel tension building, we take a deep breath, a series of deep breaths, and we'll get a hit of the dopamine and the oxytocin and the endorphins, all those pleasure hormones. Now you're going to take your oil on your hands, get them all nice and oiled, and run up the front of your vulva hand over hand like a cat cleaning herself. Take some breaths. And we're going to let the nerve endings in our fingertips connect with the nerve endings in our clitoris and our labia and our vaginal opening. And I want you to stay there just for a few minutes. It's so peaceful. And whatever stroke feels best, that's where you stay. That's what you do. And whatever part feels best, you linger. You can do the wishbone. Just do a straight up and down motion. Maybe with your full hand, maybe with just a finger grazing over your clit. Tease her a little bit. Gentle circles can be nice. Then you can just take a finger and outline the vaginal opening. Focus on the sensation. Focus on those very subtle good feelings. Vulva massage is so relaxing. And that's it. If it feels like you need a little more oil, grab some oil. Pleasure is about doing what feels best in every moment, not just the orgasm. That's how we get there. We do what feels best. Now, if you're ready, you can take your hand or your vibrator, and we're going to do a little warm-up. And start off, if it's a vibe, start off on one. The whole point of vibrators, we don't want to start high. We want to start low and build up. Take your hand or your vibrator and do a circle on the clitoris. See how that feels. Maybe even pull up on your pubic mound a little bit to expose her. Ooh, that can feel very intense. And then let's run it up the length of your whole vulva. Don't forget to hit the perineum. It's my new favorite erogenous zone. It feels so nice. Breathe. That's it. And wherever it feels best, you stay there. There's also this area, you can put it on your outer labia. And there's an area between your outer labia and your inner leg, inner thigh, called the inguinal crease. And I've noticed many clients like that area. You can just run it up there on both sides. It's like we're innervating the nerves in the entire pelvic area. And whatever feels best, make sure you go back to that. But see if you can try it all. This is really about preference. Everyone has a different preference. I can't say there's one area that all women like. And we find our preferences by exploring, by taking time. Now, if it's feeling really good and you feel like you want to take that quick first orgasm, you totally can. So you can start the rock and roll. You can get a little movement in your pelvis. It can be a straight up and down. It can be a circle. Just of movement, so blood flow. Maybe give a little squeeze to the pelvic floor muscle. But I would say if you're having issues with tight muscle, leave it be. And just keep the movement. Keep breathing. Keep the vibe on the areas that feel best. Mmm. 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 We're always in a rush to the orgasm, but some of the sweetest stuff is the buildup. And it's like we're teasing our clit. If we hold the vibe in one place and we move our hips, it's like something feels really, really nice. And it feels like, oh, that could be something. And then we slide off. Not yet. And we keep on going because with more energy we build behind that orgasm, the deeper the sensation will feel. Ah. Oh. And if you want, with your other hand, you can just play with a nipple or just massage your breasts. Kind of softly touch your neck and the side of a jaw and just trace your body. Breathe. Roll. Now, if you want, you can kick up the vibrator now to 2. See how it feels. If you like it better at 1, go back to 1. And in these moments, we can also have a thought. We can imagine someone's watching us. Maybe someone that we saw on the street that looked really attractive, or someone that we know, an acquaintance. There's still some mystery there about who they really are. Maybe we can imagine they're just looking in the window, touching themselves. Don't be afraid to let out sound. It feels so nice. It's such a release just to go, oh. It's like the body can hear those sounds and somehow we feel it more. Now, if it feels like you're building up, and what does that feel like? All of a sudden, everything kind of gets more deliberate. The body starts to move. There's a pace to everything. And it's building up. Keep up. You can quicken that pace. And when we feel that orgasm coming up, we take it. We meet that intensity. Just let the body go. Let the body lead. The body knows what it wants. Now, sometimes those small orgasms, they feel like little feelings, intense feelings that come in and then they go away. And sometimes we freak out and go, oh, I know, I lost it. No, the first ones are the smallest and they're waves and they will continue for as long as you keep stimulating your body. And with each wave, they're going to intensify and get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, if you didn't have an orgasm, that's fine. This is just a guide. What we can do now is take the barbell, keep the vibrator in your hand, make sure it's lubed up on the big end. Take a second if you have to put your vibe down to do that. And let's run it up, just like we did with our hand for vulva massage, down the length of our vulva. Let the cool, smooth metal roll over your clitoris. Ooh, past your labia, circle the vaginal opening. Now, I have clients that like to put their barbells in the freezer. They love that cool metal. I have clients that don't like it. If you don't like it, you can run your barbell under some warm water, heat it up a little bit. Once you get it in your vagina and you take it out, you're going to see how hot it gets. It's kind of amazing. Now keep running the barbell up and down the length of your vulva and keep that vibrator on your clit. And keep some movement in your hips. And you can start with the big end or the small end. There's no problem starting with the small end. The whole point, we want success. We want the vagina to trust us. So if the big one is an issue, no problem. But just place one of the ends at the opening and just press. Just hold it there. Kind of grind on it. The whole time our clit is getting nice and stimulated. And if it's too much on your clit, pull it up. Pull it up to the pubic mound and just keep it there. Move it around in the circle. And hold the barbell at the opening. And you're just going to keep it there. And when the vagina is ready, it's going to open like a flower. And you're going to slide just an inch in. And stop. But you can't do it till you're ready. So just keep breathing. Keep the movement. Keep the clitoral stimulation. That's it. And just press in. We only penetrate when we want it. We only penetrate when it feels good. See if you can get it in just a half inch and then stop. Take a breath. Maybe kind of move it around in a little circle. Sometimes it can help to keep a little movement in the barbell. Not a lot, just a little. And you can just do a little circle or just a little slight in and out. The movement sometimes can help the muscle relax. A little movement. See if you can pull it, slide it in a little bit more. And then stop. Nice and slow. If partners can only learn that if you go slow, there's a moment where you'll pull it in because you'll want it. The vagina is lubricating. We're adding more oil if we need it. And we're keeping that clit stim going. See if you can get it in another half inch, real slow. And if anything hurts, we stop. And we just hold. I had a client with extreme tightness in her pelvic floor. And we did this, and we just waited. And it took about 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, the vagina opened, and the barbell just slid in. I had another client. She would take the first orgasm, and she would take the small end of the barbell and slide it in slowly, and it went in. And she would go slide in and out, take it all the way out, slide in and out, slide in and out. And then she'd flip it. The big end would go right in. So each vagina is unique, and it's about just playing at the hole and playing with how to use which end, how and when. Just steady. And what's beautiful is the weight of the barbell will engage your pelvic floor muscles. So you don't even have to squeeze and release it. Just let that go because we have tightness. The weight will engage. And once it opens, it will stay open. And once we start repeating this every day, there'll be a day where there's no tightness. I promise you. Keep the movement in your pelvis, the vibrator on your clitoris, and you might even let the vibrator hit the barbell and see how that feels inside. Most women like it. I love it when it hits the barbell or my dildo, it kind of vibrates and it's like you can feel the vibration through your whole vaginal area and your pelvic bowl and keep on going little by little, half inch by half inch. That's it. And just kind of grind on it. That's it. That's perfect. Maybe we feel something building that second wave. That's it. Move into it. Don't take the vibrator off. If it's too much, just move it up, move it to the side, move it down. But keep the stimulation going. Move into the sensation. You got to take that orgasm. And if you haven't felt a buildup yet, that's fine. Everyone's different. Most women need at least 14 minutes of stimulation to get to the first small little orgasm. But then they're like pearls on a string and they just keep on boop, 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 boop. Trust it will happen. If it doesn't happen here, you're doing the work. You're doing the homework. And it's going to make our session together easier because the body knows what to expect. It's all about muscle memory. And we can coast. We can coast. If the stimulation feels too much, we pull off for a minute and we just breathe. We keep some movement in the body and we coast. Coasting can be really fun. And sometimes we need to take breaks as we're building up to these intense feelings. Most of us, for pleasure, it's a new sensation. It's unfamiliar and it feels very overwhelming. And we're getting used to it. We're making pleasure familiar. So every time you do this, even if you don't get to the orgasm, it's a success. Your success. And if the vibrator is getting too much, you either drop down in intensity, go back to one. If it's not enough, you go up to three. If it's way too much, you put your hand down. I really like to move between the vibrator and my hand. I like to use the vibrator to get the build up. And then I like to orgasm with my hand. But again, it's all preference. You can do it any way you want. That's what's so beautiful about pleasure. The main thing is that we keep on going. Stay with your body. And if at any point the barbell is becoming a problem, you can slide it out. Put the vibrator at the opening. Maybe take another orgasm or just enjoy those sensations. And then see if you could go back to the barbell. The important thing is to have fun. The important thing is to connect to your body. Have a good time. Love yourself. Your body is amazing. The female form is just spectacular in all its shapes and sizes and colors. Oh. the moment of orgasm, it's all tension. We try to slow it down by tensing and relaxing and breathing for a buildup so that we have a whole bunch of energy behind that orgasm. Then at the moment of orgasm, it's all tension. Just let it go. Let it take over your body like that wave. Let it wash over you. And then we feel those aftershocks. Our leg muscles kind of, whoo, there's a wave and it flutters. And it feels really intense. Oh, we ride those. And that's the thing about orgasm. Sometimes they're really small, like a quick sneeze. And sometimes, oh, we can feel it in every cell of our body. And it's this overwhelming, beautiful, huge, full body orgasm. And to get there, that takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we can all get there. It's just about time and practice. Every time you touch your body for your own pleasure, it's a giant fuck you to the world, to the beauty myth, and the slut stigma, and the virginity myth. Fuck off. My body is my own, and I can do this whenever I want, and it costs nothing. And it's my meditation. It's what I bring to partner sex. I know what I need, I take what I want, and I run the fuck. And I found that there's nothing partners want more than someone who knows how to stimulate their bodies and can communicate that. And we can do that with words. We can get in the zone, play a little dirty talk, play a character. Or we can just use our hands, put our hands on our partner's hands and guide them. Show them how to play with our clits. Show them the way we like to have the stroke in our vagina. Let them control the barbell, put their hand on the barbell and your hand over theirs and guide them. Show them what you want. Let them watch. Oh, there's nothing more liberating. Everyone wants to see a woman really experiencing pleasure. There's nothing more beautiful. Oh, yeah. Keep some movement. When we keep on breathing, we move the energy throughout our body and we feel it maybe in our cheeks and the bottoms of our feet and our leg muscles, the tingles. Oh, yeah. That's it. Stay with it. And after we orgasm, we just stay there for a minute and breathe. Such a beautiful space. A few moments of empty mind. Now, if you didn't get there, don't get frustrated. I'm keeping this at 35 minutes because it's a lot of time to ask of you for your homework. And when we get together, we're going to practice together, and it can be so helpful to have someone else's energy with us in those moments. And you can just relax, and I'll guide you through the steps, and you don't have to think too much. And we'll try different things to find your preferences. There's all kinds of little techniques little tools and tricks that I have. And we'll get there. I will stay with you until your orgasm is in place. And the time you spend with yourself is always well spent. It's a little bit, we're chipping away at the layers of shame and guilt to fully embrace pleasure. I've worked with 400 women, and everyone got through the orgasm, and we had some serious cases of painful penetration, and everyone got on the other side. I will be your witness. I will be your guide. And I will stay there till your orgasm is in place. You did so well, and I'm so proud of you, and you should be so proud of yourself.